Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. I was just thinking today about forgotten things, things that are easily forgotten. I was having a little look at one of the history sites and thinking about some things that maybe happened today many years ago, and I came across this one that in 1985, 50 people died in a fire in the grandstand at the soccer stadium in Bradford in England on this day. Bradford was playing Lincoln City on the afternoon of May the 11th, and many fans were there to celebrate Bradford's two-year rise from bankruptcy to the league championship and promotion to the second division. Near to the end of the first half, a fire broke out at one end of the main stands. Although several fans moved onto the field to escape the flames, there was no immediate general concern. But within minutes, though, the fire spread up to the wooden roof and quickly engulfed the fans underneath. It only took 4 minutes for the entire roof to burn. Hundreds of people were injured in addition to the 56 who were killed. It spread like a flash. It was terrible. The smoke was choking. You could hardly breathe, said one survivor, Geoffrey Mitchell. But that's 1985. It's a long time ago in many people's books. I know in the general scheme of things it's not that long ago. But how many people remember those 56 people who died that day? Very, very few, apart from their immediate relatives. Some things happen and they're devastating at the time, and time moves on. You think of the events in Syria yesterday. You think about the terrible things that are happening in India and countries where there's food lying there, that grain that is rotting, and people can't, and we forget that people are dying, and we forget all the problems and difficulties in people's lives. You know, we can live our life and forget so much. But listen, remember this. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, that he died for your sins upon the cross, that he came from heaven to earth that we might know God, that he came into this world that we might find out there is more to life than mere existence. There is life after death. There is a heaven to go to. There is a hell to avoid. That God is angry because of human sin, but that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Never forget that life is brief and eternity is forever, and God is to be met and you can be forgiven. I trust that you would trust God today and know his richest blessing.